day. One part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
Now, of all the things that you probably imagine that Baldwin McCullough will cover tonight, welcome to Hour 2, by the way. I'm Kevin McCullough. He's Stephen Baldwin.
Hey, how are you?
Of all the things that are pressing on in our country's great crisis that we're in the midst of right now, I know that without question the thing that is on the foremost of everyone's mind is Pan or Trace?
You'd be surprised how many people are very concerned about that.
The big chubby guy, the big muscular guy, but they're both big guys.
Oh, yeah.
So, Stephen Baldwin, by the way, was a cast member of this
contestant
year's Celebrity Apprentice All-Stars series.
Yeah.
And seems to have gotten himself in so much trouble, he wasn't even invited back for the final task as a helper.
I wasn't available.
You were on the last time you were on this show.
Right.
But
might have had something to do with comments I made about Mr. Trump and the...
Maybe in the limo driving off.
Exiting limo.
Well, what do you want to bet you get asked about that on tomorrow night's finale?
Yeah?
I would bet that that would be something like if they have you guys all on a panel.
And
Stephen,
I will,
do you regret having said...
And I will
said,
take my lessons from Eric Holder. And I will just say...
I don't know.
I don't know why I said it.
You know, I found out about it when I heard about it on the press.
Right. I didn't even know I said it. I wasn't even aware of it.
Yeah. So here's what I want to know, though. Because we haven't talked about Celebrity Apprentice in quite a while. You got knocked off, I don't know, like 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Right.
You did pretty well. You were in late to the year.
Right.
Not as late as the last time. But last time...
I got fired opposite Gary Busey.
Right.
This is.
Brother, if I could have been with you that day.
I believe there's a lawsuit there for emotional duress.
If I could have been with you on the set that day, when you started to take over that task.
Right.
Let him crash and burn.
Just, you know what it is?
And all of his crazy Gary-ness.
I'm too nice. I was trying to help.
I know, but it ended up. Anyway, so here's the thing. Last time it was Piers and Trace when you were on the show.
Correct.
And I think all of America wanted Trace. I mean, they really wanted Trace. They were like, please don't let the stinky Brit get the championship.
Right.
And Trump, of course, Trump gave it to the stinky Brit.
Yeah, now I was talking about this with somebody last night. Dave McCartney, a friend of mine in NIAC.
Yo, Dave.
Yeah. And a friend of Dave's. When I said all of America wanted Trace Atkins and Trump did the very thing, because he is, you know, a lot of people don't realize that part of the program is not predetermined in any way.
Right.
Donald Trump hires and fires and has ultimate autonomy and all, like,
right.
The network, Mark Burnett, nobody tells him what he can and can't do.
Right.
So he fires Trace Atkins.
Well, he picks Piers as the winner.
And he picks Piers as the winner.
Right.
Which clearly, in that season of Celebrity Apprentice, everyone knew that Trace was the winner.
Every red-blooded American
but
knew that Trace should have won.
But, like my comments in the limo, Mr. Trump picked Piers Morgan because he raised more money at the end of the test.
Well, I don't think anybody has raised more money than Trace on this
not
year.
Now. Not, well, exactly.
Going into the final.
Well, we don't know.
Right.
In the final task, you know, which is going to be amazing. Which where do you see what they did, where they went, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Well, it was ice cream. It was developing flavors.
Correct.
Of ice cream. Yeah.
Correct. But where the episode
takes
place.
But they put an event on. And
right.
Yeah.
And where, what city. It's just amazing.
Okay.
It's just amazing what they did. So I'm believing that there's some minutia of decency and hope and love and goodness and kindness in the heart of Donald Trump. Am I doing it again? Am I getting myself in trouble?
No. But shouldn't it just be whoever raised the most money?
No. There's other factors.
But he did that last time.
Right. He did that to Trace last time. So this friend of
Dave, let's face it,
this friend of Dave McCartney said
Piers,
he's going to freaking fire Trace again. He's going to double down.
But
I said, no.
But let's look at it this way. If Piers hadn't had Simon Cowell
right
in that season show up and drop
and
whatever.
The guy from Virgin.
Yeah, Richard Branson.
He had huge pockets.
Those two guys. But I don't think Penn has the resources of Simon Cowell. And I think Trace has a lot more resources than he had the last time he was on the show.
Well, Trace, in the task that he won this season, the first task
Trace
he won,
should, without question, be the next Celebrity Apprentice. That's all I got
to
say.
Well, certainly, his ability to articulate his passion for it will be questionable. Because just...
Baldwin... I'm about to come over there and hog tie you behind the tree and throw you to the wolves.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And if Donald doesn't let me win this time,
but
I might have to do the same thing with his toupee.
As much as I want Trace to be the next Celebrity Apprentice, don't underestimate Penn Jillette. That's all I'm saying. He's big in Vegas, bro. He makes
he's huge in Vegas.
He does very well.
And he
in
said
Vegas.
On the episode last week, I think Vegas beats Nashville every day.
He said that?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, he
I
was probably...
I should watch the program, shouldn't I?
I think he did have Teller come in.
No, but seriously, shouldn't I watch it?
Well...
We got Nick over here now. We got Ivan.
See, Baldwin,
Jackie,
sometimes you wonder why you got fired.
Should I watch Celebrity
Mostly
Apprentice?
Because you're stupid.
Yeah, I should. Well, your mom...
On demand.
Your mom can update me, for crying out loud.
Her mom lives in Connecticut. Where? How are you going? What? How? What would her mom be able to do to help you?
Jackie loses it like that.
Baldwin, if you just be a decent person, you
my
might
name's
have some
Trace
friends.
Atkins, and yeah. I'm the new Celebrity Apprentice.
I do a much better Trace than you. There's just no question.
Come on.
All right, so tomorrow night. So who's your prediction? I want to know who you think is going to do it.
Now I'm confused because of what the guy said to me
on,
last
night. Don't just tell me
but
who your gut says.
Wouldn't it be just like Trump, who is the epitome of all things evil? I didn't just say that, did I?
You kind of did.
Sorry. I don't mean, and I'm just horsing around on my radio show,
see,
Mr. Trump.
That's part of the problem.
But I'll tell you right now, if Trump runs for president, he's got my vote.
Really?
Because what we need is like the ultimate in evil to fix everything,
come
right?
On. There's got to be.
Oh no, we already got that guy.
There's got to be 400 or 500 other people that could straighten the country out.
You can't.
Please stop hitting the table.
You can't say that, Stephen.
Yeah, you just did.
Can't say that.
So
just
are you
horsing around on my radio program. Sorry.
Are you going to be nice to Mr. Trump tomorrow night?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, because you did when you got expelled from the program. Bring back high school days.
When Mr. Trump put his dunce cap on me,
you
told me to sit in the corner.
You boys did show up and do press, and you were all...
We did a whole red carpet
thing. You were all friendly and polite.
Donald Trump has nothing but the utmost intellectual, intergalactic respect for Stephen Baldwin and all that he stands for.
That's not the question.
Oh.
He didn't disrespect you on the show. You disrespected him.
Right. But then he, like, let it go because he knows I'm Stephen Baldwin.
But didn't you apologize?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
But evidently you're not still holding to the apology.
I'm glad we cleared all that up. Well, no, he was wrong. He was insane to fire me instead of Busey.
Well, I'm wondering if they're going to let Gary Busey actually be on TV live tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Unfiltered.
Oh, yeah. And they're going to give him, like, all kinds of, like, you know... caffeinated products before he goes on. Okay?
Better have two or three censors standing by for tomorrow night.
Oh, they'll have a 30-second delay, buddy.
He said some of the weirdest stuff this year of anything I have ever seen on TV, ever.
That's a great quote. He said some of the weirdest stuff
you know,
I've ever heard.
I'm Gary Busey. You know, if you eat Fruity Pebbles before you take a popsicle in your ear, then you'll fart figs.
No, he said crazy stuff about Trump's wife.
Yes, he did.
Remember? We can't even repeat it.
Well,
we can't even say it on the radio.
Well, who was it? It was Lil Jon that wanted to go up and view the products in her bathroom.
Right, and then he goes, well, don't you know that Mr. Trump's wife is awful beautiful? It makes your sheep kind of spin around like a Ferris wheel. Remember? Dude, you're on Donald Trump's show. You can't
talk about someone's wife that way. That is not acceptable.
It's just wrong.
Not in any way, shape, fashion,
ever.
Or form. Well, we're not talking about Celebrity Apprentice all the rest of the night, but it is on tomorrow. Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, we don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare, they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. Our number is 888-340-3373.
I'm sorry there, Baldwin. Kevin stepped out. Trace Atkins is back with you today. You laughing at me, Baldwin?
No, it's Gary Busey. Ah!
Yes, and his wife, she's so beautiful, it just makes my earbuds go through my nostrils every day.
Yeah, right.
Jeez.
That'd be like, you know.
So what will they give him before the show tomorrow night? Like some Red Bull? Like, here, Gary, have some more fruit juice. Yes, here, that's apple juice.
You know what they'll do? They'll do this. There's a button Gary hits where, like, if you're going down one road of communication with him, and then all of a sudden, like, you ask him the simplest thing. Like,
right.
Just, hey, what time is it on your wristwatch there, Gary? He'll go, I'm sorry, what? Like, and he acts like his hearing aid isn't working.
Right, right.
And he'll go, I can't hear you. Like, and he'll go, what time is it? And he'll go, where? You know, and then it starts like that. And then he goes, because in the molecular structure of a black hole, you know, he just, and then he's gone. They'll do that, like, with 10, 9, 8, just we're counting down to go live.
Right, right, right.
They'll go, hey, what time is it? They'll go, what?
Well, I remember when you were taping in the fall, and you got him to come on to this show.
Remember?
And
do you remember?
He was on the phone for, like, I kid you not, 5 minutes.
What? Hello? Can't hear.
No, but the best.
Can't hear, Baldwin.
He goes, what? What? And then all of a sudden he goes, who is this? Like, he had forgotten who he's having a conversation with.
His mechanical dog was pretty legendary
awesome.
This year.
Awesome.
Anyway.
He's mental.
So, well, that'll be fun. What time is that?
I don't know.
You have to be there. You have to know. What time do you have to be there?
I don't know.
You're such a bull.
I'm your partner.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, tomorrow night on NBC.
Yeah, I guess it's 9 to 11 is probably the normal time on NBC for Celebrity
Apprentice All Stars.
The live finale.
And they'll name the winner, like, right at the very end.
Oh, yeah. They went to the very last second.
And then Steven will get up and promptly walk off the set.
Yeah. And we'll do another limo interview.
And you'll never be invited back after that one.
Oh, come on.
How many lives does a Celebrity All-Star Apprentice, Celebrity Apprentice All-Star, get?
I don't know. Let's see. Who's the rock and roller guy
that
Brett was on it?
Well, Brett won once, and then...
I think this was his third time, yeah. So there's,
well, you need to win.
There's hope.
You need to win, and then you get to come back on whatever season he wants you to come back as a judge. You just make people's lives miserable.
Yeah. I want to be that guy.
like Pierce did for you today.
Yeah.
This year, I mean.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, he's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're glad that you're with us. In the first hour, we were talking about the scandals. Did you hear that there were some scandals?
A little bit.
It's last week. Benghazi, IRS, Associated Press.
You see two guys.
And Janice, who's been very patient in Tampa, Florida, wanted to ask us about... or wanted to talk about that. Janice, welcome. Thank you for your patience. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hi, good evening. I am very frustrated with all of these scandals, and it makes me very upset when I hear conspiracy theories, because a conspiracy, you have no proof. With this president, we have proof. So it is not a conspiracy theory. It is fact.
Right, but what I was meaning by that, Janice, was previous to the revelation of all these things, people had theories, and they were saying, well, you know, he's probably using his power without integrity. And he would say, well, why do you think, what would make you say, look how nice a guy I am. I'm a good husband. I'm a good father. I'm such a nice guy. What kind of proof would you have that I, for instance, would want to take your guns away from you? And then, like, cut to the next scene. President Obama using the IRS to go after exclusively conservatives. Like, now we have, now you're right, we have some proof. So I'm going to be very open-minded to my fellow conspiracy theorists from now on, because I was not necessarily thinking that all of this had taken place, but now I know that it has.
And I just think that it's criminal, and I think that it leads exactly to him. For example, that reporter that asked him a direct question about the report, and he lied. First of all, he didn't answer the question. He just avoided the direct question, which he is very good at, and said, oh, well, I didn't see the report until 2 days ago. Well, that's not what her question was. And he does this with everything. And we people out here are very, very frustrated, because who do we call? They say, call your congressman. You call, nothing happens. Call this one. You call, nothing happens. What my concern is, how, as an American citizen who loves this country, how can we get this man impeached and before he totally destroys this country?
Well, you can try by calling your congressman, but you know they might be listening to your phone calls.
Yes. And well, it's a joke. I mean, this is because, and I have children, and you work hard and you save all your life for things for your kids, and my children and grandchildren. If this man is allowed to remain as president of the United States, my children and grandchildren will have nothing. And it won't matter how hard they work or how hard they are working. It'll all be gone. And this man has destroyed our country. I used to say he will destroy our country. He is destroying our country.
Yeah, Janice, that was the premise of my entire book, No, He Can't. Thank you for your call, by the way. Very thoughtful comments. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people said, if you're gonna take 1/6 of the private economy, the healthcare, and you're gonna totally take it under government control, that's gonna hurt the country. If you're not going to extend the tax relief, if you're going to do things like try to tax small business, these were all things that in the first term, Stephen, people were like, if you just do these things on paper, you're gonna mathematically hurt the country.
Sure.
It's a simple equation. Do this, this will start to hurt. Add to that now the fact that we found out, for instance, in 2009, which he got sworn into office, what, January 21st in 2009?
Mm-hmm.
Then we we find out that by March of that year, this week, that pro-life groups that were asking for tax-exempt status were detained, declined, denied, delayed. I mean, it was just, you know, whatever we can do to just chill this out.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Obama's foundation, right away.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, then the IRS started, like, taking the information it was gathering on these conservative groups and started giving it to the opposition. Private information. That was on, like, there was no ethics behind anything that they did like this.
Yeah, and
so you add that to the layer of all the mathematical stuff that they were doing.
Right.
And that's why Janice is frustrated.
I have something to add to that when we come back.
She says they've destroyed the country. She feels that way. How do you feel? 888-340-3373.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry. Tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York every Saturday night, 9 to 11 Eastern, and in various places all across the country, from Fairbanks, Alaska to Orlando, Florida, and pretty much everywhere in between, from New York City to San Diego, from Grand Rapids, Michigan to San Antonio, Texas. See, we went southwest, north, north, southeast, northwest. Okay, we got them all. We covered them all. Anyway, it's Stephen Baldwin, the actor, and tomorrow night's returning to Celebrity Apprentice All-Stars on NBC starting 9 p.m. Eastern.
Live finale.
Live finale. Watch Stephen do something crazier than Gary Busey.
Oh, that'd be great.
We can only... You know what you should do? I'm just... This is coming to me.
To promote the radio show.
No. Now, if you just do this, this will take care of that.
What if I pull Mr. Trump's hair to see, like, to prove finally...
No. You should get a wig and show up as Gary Busey's double. And...
Or Mr. Trump's double.
And No. Give respect Busey. For the Trump. But be Gary's twin for the broadcast. It would be hilarious.
I think they could sue me.
Why?
Just... Because...
Well, anybody can sue anybody over
anything. Yeah, you know, I don't want to give Trump any excuses. He's already...
He would love it.
He would...
You're probably you could out Busey.
You're probably right. He probably would love it.
And you, the method actor...
Yeah, oh yeah.
You could live in his crazy mind tonight, go home, like, just start...
But the whole show, just be obsessed about Melania.
That might be taking...
Where is she?
That might be taking it a bit far.
Get her down here!
She's so beautiful that my earlobes see windmills.
I'm glad you're doing these impersonations tonight, because I'll say something wrong.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep it on...
Yeah. PG-13.
Other body parts.
Yeah.
tomorrow night, Celebrity Apprentice, All-Star Finale, live. It's Trace versus Penn. And I'm hoping that Trace wipes the floor.
Yeah, would be nice.
We'll see.
We'll see what the
he's played it smart so far.
See what the Trumpsters got in mind.
Who surprised you most this season? Who went further than you thought he was going to go?
Or she? Lisa Rinna.
Yeah, more Lisa than little John.
Oh yeah, little John's good, man.
He's very good.
Smart little game player.
Yeah. He's kind of unassuming too. You kind of think, oh, he's just the cute little kid in the corner. But no.
Lisa Rinna was because here's the thing.
Well, the last time she was on, she got eliminated like the second week.
Right.
Yeah.
So she went much further, and she like really when it came time to like turn the gas up and play the game, she did, and then step back and see that's where I just
she made an alliance with Penn, and that was really smart.
Yeah.
Like they were ready to throw anybody over the bus.
She. Sold her soul to the atheist, so to speak.
Anyway, tomorrow night, Celebrity Apprentice. Check it out. Steven will be there. Okay, so I'm scandaled out. I can't deal with scandals anymore.
No.
I talked about it every day on my show this week, and then we talked about it in the first hour. But you came across something that was pretty compelling to you, and we're not going to talk about the whole issue related to Kylie Bizzuti. But there was something in an interview that she gave with Huffington Post that you found to be very intriguing, especially, well, you got to set it up, but the hostess of the interview was somewhat important. She asks about an important question, and for people that are just trying to remember what this is all about, Kylie Bizzuti was the Victoria's Secret model that walked away from modeling.
Correct.
For two reasons.
Walked away from, you know,
lingerie modeling. Well, right. She's not doing any modeling now.
No, she is.
No, she's not.
Oh.
She said in the interview that she was walking away from it altogether. But she said for a few reasons. One, she felt like it didn't honor her husband to pose in lingerie.
That's what she said.
Didn't honor her faith.
Right.
And she felt like she was being a bad role model for young girls in both modeling something that kind of objectifies her as a sex object, but also in being too thin and struggling with the body image stuff that a lot of girls struggle with nowadays. So that's why she walked away from it. She has a new book out called I'm No Angel. We may get her on the show. But, Stephen, explain to me why this particular interview with Ms. Menendez grabbed your attention.
Well, in the interview, I found Ms. Menendez to be short with her. She gave her a fair and balanced interview, but you could just see she was kind of...
Going through the motions.
Yeah. She just wasn't...
Get to the point.
Yeah, exactly. And then she, you know, at a couple of points said to her, like, for instance... Kylie says a lot of the time there's statistics that indicate that, you know, men who see their wives' lingerie catalogs, that can tempt them into pornography.
In fact, I think we have that part of the interview queued up. Let's take a listen.
You know, just out promoting myself, very selfish. I was promoting the wrong kind of image for girls and for men as well. I believe that the types of images that I took when I was a lingerie model brought a lot of men into temptation.
Okay. What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or AMTCAudition.org.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
It's Baldwin McCullough on a Saturday night.
And I do know that a very high percentage of men fall into porn addiction through looking at their moms' or wives' lingerie catalogs.
So talk to me a little bit about that secondary piece, because I think people understand how this interfaces with female sexuality, but I'm curious to hear you talk just a little bit more about male sexuality. I think there are people who would offer a counter-narrative to say that lingerie catalogs, pornography at large, actually offers a healthy release. Are you also then condemning pornography?
You know, I don't believe in watching pornography.
That was Kylie Basuti, is I think is how you say her name, and she's a former Victoria's Secret model that walked away from the industry because she felt like she was being a bad example to men, to young girls, to people that knew that she was a Bible-believing Christian, and particularly to her personal faith in God. She felt like she was not being true to any of those things.
And God bless her for it, because she's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
You know, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
But Ms. Menendez there, and I think Ms. Basuti said it very winsomely, she's, I don't believe that porn is good. Like, she's like trying to be nice, like, but she's like kind of going, no, this doesn't work.
Well, this is where, you know, number one, when I see somebody like Kylie Basuti standing up like this, really putting her faith out there, really unapologetically, you know, which biblically is foolishness to the rest of this, you know, hell-bent secular world.
Right.
So when Menendez says to her, there would be, you know, as a counter to what you're saying, there would be people that find, you know, pornography as a healthy release, da 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 da. So it just fascinates me, because then it gets back to so much that I've heard you talk about and so much that I love how well-versed you are on certain things. I'm wondering, what is the statistics? What are the realities of in healthy marriages when one or the other spouse decides, oh, let's spice things up and do the porn thing? It just makes me the statistics, and you and I both know.
I think you're defying the term healthy marriage at that point.
Well, but not secularly.
Well,
not
yeah,
in the mainstream.
But that doesn't mean that they have one to one, healthy, intimate boundaries and relationships,
no,
or respect for one another.
Buddy, I'm your Huckleberry here,
no, I know.
And you know you're seeing it within a biblical worldview, et cetera, et cetera. I like to keep, you know, my one foot in the madness,
right,
so to speak. And I'm sitting here saying there is a perception in the mainstream secular world that now, similar to, and this is my perception, similar to why it's okay for the 15-year-olds to now have the option for the morning after pill, and why so many of the... Now,
actually, since you went to India, a New York judge said 9- and 10-year-olds should have access to it. So we're even younger than when you left,
sure,
2 weeks ago.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because the common sense and tolerance is becoming so eroded because of secularism, in my opinion, that now people the like going to get a Starbucks, you know, watching porn for whoever, look at the numbers of the success of the porn industry. I mean, it's everywhere. I think it's the number, it's in the top five most successful industries on the planet.
I think it's the number two behind sex trafficking.
Well, whatever it is. But the point being simply is, the way she counters back to it in the interview, she says there would be those that would say it's a healthy alternative to, you know, blah, blah, X, Y, and Z. I'm sitting there going, how can she come back with that in such a nonchalant, casual way, like your reasoning, Kylie, could be easily debated because there's so much.
There's another narrative,
well,
as she said.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. And I'm
so. What do you want to know?
I'm curious. Again, Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373. I want to know: is that true? Is that true? Is pornography something that now is such a potential,
makes marriages healthier?
Yeah, is such a helpful alternative to maybe making things better or getting it to turn a corner or spice it up or whatever it is. Because not only in the marriage world, there's also in the dating world. There are people that stay home and watch porn all night and hang out, and it's, you know, like, let's make some popcorn. So for me, is pornography something considered by spouses or those that are dating, et cetera, et cetera? Is it something that so casually is a healthy thing?
888-340-3373. That's the assumption made by Alicia Menendez in this interview on the Huffington Post with Kylie Basuti. And you could kind of tell going into the interview that she didn't really buy Kylie's, you know, kind of whole faith approach to this, and
kind of almost demeans her in the interview. You know, oh, you want to honor your husband? Isn't that just, you know, like you can hear her asking questions like, isn't that just a way of him controlling you? Or,
but,
you know, that's kind of like,
wait a second, she, you're right.
Yeah.
Because
kind of that tongue in cheekness that you felt all through the interview is like, wow, she just doesn't really buy anything.
Well, she almost gets uncomfortable in certain beats of the interview. Menendez does when she's like, oh, well, he prayed for me and God answered his prayer. She's sitting there going,
right.
She's like, what?
This does not compute.
Yeah.
Yeah. 888-340-3373. But one of the things that she says in that interview, you heard the soundbite when we came back from break, is that this alternative narrative is that pornography can be used to help a marriage. Can be used to make a marriage stronger, healthier, whatever they hold that standard to be. 888-340-3373. Do you believe in any way that is possible? 888-340-3373. So we'll take your calls as you have opinions on that. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. By the way, online at baldwinmccullough.com. And when you're there, please click the AMAC button. They are the official alternative for Americans over 50 that are looking for exclusive member benefits, all for less than $1 a month. And an incredible way to join a group of people that are uniting around a common goal, advocacy, information, and a belief in limited government. Belief in a government that shouldn't be taking advantage of its people, but instead serving the needs of its constituency. So AMAC, AMAC.us, or go on baldwinmccullough.com and click on the AMAC banner. You can find that right there near the top of the page. When we continue, we'll take your phone calls. Do you think that porn is a suitable therapy for marriages that are in trouble? Does it help accomplish a healthier marriage? 888-340-3373. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. Stay with us.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE. 339-38.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
8-6.
People who would offer a counter narrative to say that lingerie catalogs, pornography at large, actually offers a healthy release. Are you also then condemning pornography?
Yes, yes, we are. Alicia Menendez,
just
the
saying.
Genius journalist asking those questions. Who we found out happens to be the daughter of who?
Yeah, what's his name?
Senator? New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. Who evidently likes to go to Puerto Rico and hire hookers in the off-government seasons.
But that's something else. We're not
sure
going
to
be mean.
Nothing to do, I'm sure it has nothing to do with why she views pornography as completely harmless.
Just saying.
That as a hooker.
But she...
A little porn, not a big deal.
Now, Menendez, again, could have really made matters worse, and I think she gave her a fair interview.
Whatever. Let's go to the phones. Line one.
You have no mercy.
Chuck in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. Hi, Chuck. Welcome.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Real quickly, what's your thought?
That's good. I think that it's unhealthy for a marriage relationship, and the reason why I say that is because what it does, it opens doors for other areas in the heart and mind that is not originally there, and the person you have as a wife or a wife as a husband, it falsifies the relationship because you are not with that thing or that that video or that form of pornography that is not original. So you try to sum it up with that, but you can never match that.
All right, so Chuck, that's well said. Thank you. We're short on time. Line three, Edward in Chicago. Hi, Edward.
Edward!
Hey, how's it going?
Good, buddy. Real quick, what's your thoughts about pornography and marriages?
I think that is a terrible idea. I've struggled with pornography myself for, a couple years, and I find that God created intimacy between you and your spouse to be something beautiful. When you bring pornography into it, you're no longer thinking about that beautiful connection between you and your spouse. Now you're thinking about the things that you were doing earlier, the videos you were watching earlier, and it just takes the beauty between that God created for you and your spouse, it takes it and turns it into something dirty.
All right, Edward. Where are you listening to us tonight at?
I'm listening in Chicago.
On radio or Sirius?
Sirius.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Bill in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, line two. Hi, Bill.
Hello.
You're on the air. Go right ahead.
Yeah, echoing those guys. See, what happens is the wife, you're turning the wife into that image that you've been seeing on the movies. And women need to really think this through. So there's your husband, and he's not really thinking of you. He's turning you into that, what he's been...
Total objectification and demeaning towards the actual wife. I hear what you're saying, Bill. Thank you. Good call. And that's it for tonight.
We're going to reach out to Kylie Basuti and see if we can get her on the program
next week.
Yeah. I'm going to go for that. And what a great show, Kevo.
Yep.
You're awesome.
We'll see you next week. Stay with us online, BaldwinMcCullough.com, Stephen's Twitter, StephenBaldwin7, and Kevin McCullough's KMC Radio.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. but we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.